this wonderful Vaishnava worked very hard
to facilitate our visit to Sri Kananatha Sala. He's the one that arranged this beautiful boat and everything else that we so much had the fortune of experiencing while here. So let us all offer our great thankfulness to Anna Chaitanya Prabhu. Kananathasala ISKCON Temple is actually managed by Sri Mayapur Temple, and as an extension of the Mayapur Temple, Anna Chaitanya Prabhu has been making great sacrifices to manage this project and development. Once again, let us offer our great once again to Paranga Prabhu, the first ISKCON devotee to come to Kananath. He would do the full parikrama in his barefoot around Sri Govardhan. When he was becoming very, very old, it was becoming very difficult. But still, as an act of devotion, he would somehow or other perform the parikrama every day. When one day Krishna appeared to him and told Srila Sanatana Goswami that now that you are so old, it is not necessary for you to do the full parikrama of Govardhan. And then Krishna personally stepped on a Shila of Govardhan Hill and imprinted his own lotus feet within that Shila. And he gave that to Sanatana Goswami and told him, if you circumambulate this Shila 7 times, it will be equal as an act of devotion of doing the entire parikrama around Govardhan Hill. Here in the middle of the river Ganges, in the state of, on this side is Bihar, and this side is Bengal. Geographically, it may appear that we are very far from Govardhan Hill, but by the inconceivable mercy of Lord Krishna in his form of Sri Govardhan, he has come to join us on this boat floating down the holy river Ganges. And at this time, let us perform 7 circumambulations around Sri Giriraj for his divine pleasure. Hare Krishna.
Of Sri Govardhan Puja, in the auspicious assembly of Lord Chaitanya's devotees, in the auspicious land of Gaudamandala Bhumi, we shall try to say a few words in glorification of Govardhan Hill and the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The feelings of separation that Lord Chaitanya began to feel here in Kananathasala intensified when he stayed in Jagannath Puri. And for the last 18 years of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life in Jagannath Puri, he was simply absorbed in the mood of separation from Krishna. And he exhibited all sorts of extraordinary transcendental symptoms that could not be seen in any ordinary living entity. One day, while Lord Chaitanya was going to the Ganges to take bath, he saw a sand dune named Chatak Parvat. And when he saw the sand dune, he immediately remembered Govardhan Hill. In fact, he mistook the sand dune for Govardhan Hill, and he began to run towards it as fast as the wind. And Lord Chaitanya's servant, Govinda, tried to catch him, but Lord Chaitanya ran too swiftly. Gradually, all the devotees saw that Lord Chaitanya was rushing ahead, and they also started to rush to try to catch him. But eventually, the Lord became stunned and went into a very deep state of internal consciousness. But when he saw the sand dune and thought of Govardhan Hill, he recited one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam in glorification of Govardhan Hill. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
The verse is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 21, Text 18. Pantayam Agra Bala Haridatsavayo Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramoda Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayos Tayor Yad Paniya Suya Vasakandara Kandamulai. Translation. Of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. My friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, as well as their calves, cows, and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities. Water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respect to the Lord, being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.21.18. It was spoken by the gopis when Lord Krishna and Balaram entered the forest in the autumn. The gopis spoke among themselves and glorified Krishna and Balaram for their pastime. So the Srimad Bhagavatam describes the pastimes of Krishna. And at the time that the gopis spoke the verse quoted here, they had not yet met Krishna. Although they had heard about him and they had seen him from some distance, but they desired to meet him. So they discussed among themselves how they could get the chance to meet Krishna. And then they thought that only by the blessings of some great soul can our desires be fulfilled. So they discussed further, and they concluded that of all great souls, the devotees of Lord Krishna are the greatest. And of all the devotees of Lord Krishna, Govardhan Hill is the best. Therefore, we should go to Govardhan Hill, and he will surely fulfill our desires. Why is Govardhan Hill considered the best servant of Lord Hari? The verse explains that Govardhan Hill rendered service to Lord Krishna and his devotees with everything he had, including his body. There are other servants of Lord Krishna, but who else besides Govardhan Hill has surrendered his body to the service of the Lord to the extent that the Lord and his devotees walk on the body of Govardhan Hill? And the Bhagavatam describes yet Pramoda, that Govardhan Hill was jubilant to be marked with the lotus footprints of Krishna and Balaram, and the cows and calves and cowherd friends of Lord Krishna. Sometimes we have some service to render that requires some sacrifice or some effort. And we may do it, but we do it begrudgingly, that, oh, Guru Maharaj asked me to do this service. Now I have to do this service. Or some other devotee asks us. And sometimes we calculate, will I be happy if I do this service? Will I get good prasad? Will I have a comfortable place to stay? But Giri Govardhan, he was jubilant, offering his full body in the service of the Lord and the devotees of the Lord. And in the Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada comments that Govardhan Hill knew the secret of how to please Krishna, how to please the Lord by pleasing the Lord's devotees. So we should also serve in the same mood. We should be jubilant. Whatever service we can offer to the devotees, we should feel jubilant. Even if they walk all over us, we should feel jubilant that our body is able to be used in the service of the Lord and the devotees. And what is the proof that Govardhan feels jubilant? Is it just a sentiment? What is the evidence? So the evidence is the trees standing on Govardhan Hill are the hairs of Govardhan standing in ecstasy. The water flowing down in the form of waterfalls are the tears of ecstatic love flowing from the eyes of Govardhan. It is mentioned that Govardhan sometimes, well, one of the ecstatic symptoms is perspiration. So there are caves, and sometimes in the caves, drops of water trickle down, and the water trickling down is considered the ecstatic perspiration of Govardhan Hill. So everything about Govardhan Hill is ecstatic. Because he just wants to serve Krishna and the devotees more and more. And he melts in love when he gets the chance to serve Krishna and Krishna's devotees. And therefore, although to ordinary vision, Govardhan Hill appears to be made of hard stones, and we may think that when Krishna and his cowherd friends walked on Govardhan Hill, that their bare feet might have felt some pain. Just like sometimes we step on pebbles and our feet feel pain. But no, Govardhan becomes so ecstatic when he gets the chance to serve the Lord and the devotees that he melts. His stones literally melt. And they feel just like soft butter under the feet of Krishna and Balaram and their cowherd friends and cows and calves. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Chatat Parvat, he immediately thought, oh, I have come to Govardhan Hill. And he ran as fast as the wind toward Chatat Parvat. He saw Krishna dressed very beautifully, playing upon his flute. So this is another one of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. And one day, if we are fortunate to visit Jagannath Puri in the association of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and all of you, we may be able to speak more about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Jagannath Puri. So on this auspicious occasion, we pray to Govardhan Hill to be merciful to us, to bless us with at least some semblance of his mood of service to Krishna and the Vaishnavas, so that we can offer everything we have, including our very bodies, in the service of the Lord, and always feel jubilant to do so. Shri Giriraj Govardhan ki
jai.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.